And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. When Maud Marlowe, close family friend of the Nobles, begged Larry Noble to let his wife Mary visit him in the New York City jail, where he's being held on a charge of murdering Oliver Wilson, he finally relented, and much to his surprise found that Mary was waiting right outside. And so when the door was opened, Mary rushed into the visiting room of the jail and into his arms, sobbing with relief. It's now a few minutes later. Maud Marlowe has left for the theater where she's rehearsing in a new play. Mary is seated on one of the straight oak chairs in the visiting room as Larry stands close by. And we hear...
Oh, Larry, darling, you just don't know what it's been like not seeing you. As if the end of the world had come, I couldn't stand it.
Oh, sweetheart.
I don't know what I'd have done if you hadn't listened to Maud and let me come to you.
It hasn't been much fun for me, Mary, if you want to know.
Poor darling, I do know. I think about you all the time. The loneliness of being here. The injustice of being held for a crime that you couldn't have committed. But right after Christmas, your trial will begin. And then you'll be able to prove that you're innocent, Larry.
I wish I could be as sure of that as you sound.
But you will be found innocent. You must.
I know my lawyer is going to put up a good fight, Mary. I have a lot of confidence in Hubert Savage. But he's far from optimistic of the result.
But you were only one of many people backstage at the theater the night Oliver Wilson was found hanging in the wings.
That's perfectly true, sweetheart. But the police think I'm the one with the strongest motive for wanting the young bounder out of the way.
I know. Claudia Vincent. I think you were mad about her. That you helped her get a part in your play because you couldn't stand being away from her. That you killed Oliver when you found she'd married him in secret.
Must we go over all that, Mary?
No, but it's horrible to think that people could believe such a thing of you. Why not Claudia Vincent? Why isn't she more likely to be guilty than you? She's been living by her wits for years. She's tried her best to blackmail Rupert Barlow.
You have only his word for that. And Rupert Barlow's word is hardly to be counted on.
But it is a fact that Claudia Vincent eloped with Oliver Wilson because she thought he was a rich young playboy. She found out just that night that he didn't have a penny. You know how she carried on after that.
You're determined to put all the blame on Claudia.
And you seem determined to shield her. I don't see why. Is she that important to you?
You mean, is it true that I was madly in love with her? Are you asking me that in a roundabout way?
No, Larry, darling. I'm not asking you anything. I'm far too glad to be with you again, even for a few minutes. Promise you'll never keep me away anymore. Promise you won't refuse to see me. Larry, promise.
Let's talk about something else, Mary, shall we? It's no good going over the same ground again and again. You know how I feel about Rupert Barlow. And you did promise you'd never see him again.
I know, Larry, and it was agreed. Our meetings in front of my hotel and on the subway platform were entirely accidental. The meetings you saw published in the paper.
Oh, now, Mary, let's not carry this grim joke too far.
But it's true, darling. I swear it is. I've never had anything but a friendly, impersonal interest in Rupert Barlow.
And I suppose you want me to believe that Rupert's interest has been impersonal and unselfish. That he's only trying to save me from disaster because of his inherently generous nature.
He likes us, Larry. And he does have a lot of influence. He's tried to do what he could for us.
For us? For us? Do you think he cares a hang what happens to me, Mary?
Of course he does. Oh, darling, I wish you'd try to believe that there's no other reason for the times I've met him.
And those last pictures in the paper of you two. How do you suppose it happened that a photographer was present each time? Do you think that was pure accident?
I don't know how it happened, Larry. I haven't the slightest idea.
All right, let's skip it. We'll only get into another argument.
Just let me say one more thing. And please try not to be angry.
Well?
It's about Rupert Barlow.
Oh, of course.
Darling, please, it's not what you think. But I did have a call from Rupert after these pictures appeared in the paper. He said he was investigating and that he had something to tell me. He said he couldn't tell it over the phone. And you can understand that. But he evidently knows what happened and he wants to tell me.
I see. And what did you say?
Only that I'd have to think about it. I want you to tell me what to do. Whatever you say, I'll agree to.
That's fine. You want me to tell you, by all means, to meet Rupert somewhere. And let him give you some half-baked story about how this dreadful thing came about. Is that it?
I'll do whatever you say, Larry.
Then just keep away from him. It's as simple as that.
All right, Larry. I'll send him a note saying just that.
Larry Noble paces up and down the small room in the New York City jail, his mind in a turmoil, his anger very near the surface. And at the same time, we turn to Rupert Barlow's luxurious Long Island estate at Oyster Bay. His manservant Victor has returned alone and is now packing his belongings in his quarters over the garage. Suddenly, there's a knock on his door, and...
Yeah, who is it?
Is that you, Victor? I saw someone come in here.
It's me, all right, Miss Judith.
Will you open the door, please? I want to talk to you, Victor.
What's the matter? Can't you open it yourself? I'm busy.
Well, there's no need to be impudent, Victor. You seem to be forgetting your manners more and more lately.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. You won't have me around much longer.
Well, what do you mean, Victor? What are you packing those bags for?
What's it look like? I'm clearing out.
You mean Mr. Barlow is taking a trip? I haven't heard anything about this.
I'm going by myself.
I don't understand this. I should think that I might be told of any plans that concern the household staff, since I'm supposed to be the housekeeper and secretary and in charge of this place.
Okay, so you're in charge, Miss Julia. You can run it to suit yourself for all of me, and welcome to it. But just remember that sooner or later, you'll get the same runaround from the boss. He's got you working here more than 10 years already, running this place, being housekeeper and all the rest, putting you off with promises he will never keep, letting you think he's going to marry you sometime, and you fall for it. Okay. One of these days, he's going to find out you ain't so young no more. You're not so good to look at. He's going to give you the brush off. Then where'll you be?
Victor, I won't have you talking to me like that. How dare you forget yourself to such a point? I'll speak to Mr. Barlow about this, and don't you think I won't.
Go ahead. Talk yourself blue in the face for all of me. I'm through. Can't you get that? I'm clearing out for good.
You mean that? Well, Victor, what's happened? I don't understand.
The boss just gave me the sack. That's what, Miss Julia.
I can't believe it. What did you do to make him discharge you?
I just did all the dirty work for him, that's all. Now he wants me to be the fall guy. He thinks he can give me the sack and make out like he's a great gent to that Mrs. Noble. But he's overshot the mark this time, and I told him so.
Victor, what has this to do with Mrs. Noble?
Listen, the boss is still nuts about that dame. Every time she gives him the cold shoulder, he burns hotter and makes up his mind he's going to make her fall for him or bust.
Of course, she's just leading him on. He doesn't even see that. He's just making a fool of himself. Pictures in the paper, stories in Marty Rufus' gossip column. Oh, it's disgraceful.
Yeah, you don't know the half, sister. Those pictures, you want to know how they got in the paper?
How, Victor?
They was planted. I took them up and sold them to that columnist guy, Marty Rufus.
How did you get your hands on them?
Because this Mr. Noble, he tells his wife she shouldn't see Mr. Barlow no more. He makes it real strong. And Mrs. Noble tells Mr. Barlow about it. So Barlow figures if he can work it so as they're seen together a couple of times right away, this Noble will blow his top, and Mrs. Noble will come running to him, crying on his shoulder.
Why, that's the most outrageous thing I ever heard of, Victor.
I gotta run my feet off all over New York and say where Mrs. Noble's gonna be at. Only I gotta have a guy with a candid camera along, too, ready to snap a picture. I give the signal to the boss. He comes hot-footing it over, and he runs into Mrs. Noble, and boy, is he surprised. It's all unexpected, you understand? And snap, my guy's got the picture.
Oh, so that's how he did it.
Yeah. Only it didn't do him no good, Miss Julia. Not yet, anyhow. Oh, Mr. Noble, he's mad, all right. Only the missus don't come running to the boss. Instead, she makes like she saw at him. So now he's giving me the sack so he can blame the business of the pictures on me.
I see. That's typical. You take all the blame, Victor. And Mr. Barlow. Yes, he comes out a hero.
Yeah. That's what he thinks. Only this time he's going to get a surprise.
Victor. Victor, what do you mean?
You wait, Miss Julia. I'm tired of being a punching bag for the boss. Maybe I can fix it so as I'll be on Easy Street. Yeah. This is something he never figured on. You wait and see.
Julia Dixon watches Victor with a combined horror and fascination. wondering what he intends to do. Is this a bluff? Or will Victor upset Rupert Barlow's latest plan to attract Mary Noble? We'll be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.